As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service, real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas. When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Welcome back to Pod Maverick. I'm Kirk Henderson, joined as always by Josh Bow. We are recording and going live here on Monday, September 22nd, 2025. Josh, how you doing?
I'm doing okay. How about you?
Yeah, we're good. We're just trying to make it through. Like I'll do like a pretty thorough internet scrounge before what's going on, and like we have people and, you know, people around the internet that are writing stuff frequently, like Dallas, Grant Access,
the Dallas Hoops Journal.
Or? Yes, Dallas Hoops Journal, and then Smoking Cuban, and hell, even TMZ had some Maverick stuff this week, believe it or not, just because Kyrie Irving must get SEO adjacent hits. But you know, there's mostly nothing, So. Which makes the main piece of news that we're going to talk about today at least a little bit fun and weird. The Dallas Mavericks have signed, or at least they're going to sign, their former number draft pick from 2017, Dennis Smith Jr. Dennis Smith Jr. played with the Mavs from 2017 until just before the trade deadline in 2018. Is that 2019? That's about right. Like a season and a half.
Yeah, he got traded at the 2019 trade deadline for part of the Kristaps trade, right? Kristaps trade.
It's just such a weird. No, because Kristaps.
Yeah, Mark. You're right. Yeah, for 2019 trade deadline, Luka's rookie year. Because remember the whole Rick nonsense with
it was like a lifetime ago.
It kind of was now.
We 2017. Joke, God, 8 years. I mean, and You know, the Mavericks have a full roster. This is like a training camp invite with the option. I think the likelihood is that he ends up with the Legends, I think, seems to be the main gist of the deal. I was at a wedding this weekend. Tell me what you know about this.
Yeah, I mean, the Mavericks have a full roster with bringing back Exum. So I think Mark Stein is saying this is likely going to be the Exhibit 9 or what is that, Exhibit 10? Type kind of like training camp kind of deal. And I think he said the kind of crux of this deal is to get his G League rights. So yeah, so he can play for the Texas Legends, because the only way he makes the roster is if he beats out Brandon Williams, Brandon Williams was actually pretty damn good for the Mavericks to close last season. And as fun as Dennis Smith Jr., like the story is, like Brandon Williams was like the last time these guys played NBA basketball, Dennis Smith, which it's been, he didn't play last season, but he played in 2023, 2024. I mean, Brandon Williams was better last season than Dennis has been basically since that first season he was in New York. That's not me trying to poo-poo on Dennis. I actually think this is... We were kind of wondering why they never brought him back.
Because there were whispers.
Once Rick left, I don't know why they didn't bring him back for these kind of smaller deals when they needed point-of-attack defense. Because that's kind of the funny thing, is he came into the league as like this, you know, toolsy, a dynamite athlete, point guard that can fill it up. And he's kind of stuck around a little bit because he's kind of transformed himself into a pretty good point of attack defender. Now, his offense has never come around, but like he's been guarding when he gets his chances. And that makes sense for you look at this Mavericks team. I know their defense wins championships, but like all their defense is in the front court for the most part. So. And they need insurance. You know, does Kyrie, if Kyrie doesn't come back, when people think he comes back, if Exum tweaks an ankle, being able to maybe call him up from the G League or making that process easier probably makes sense for everyone.
Well, and there's – so one of the things that I talked about the last 2 years, so the season, so here, 2023-24, basically going back to when the Mavericks made the Western Conference Finals – one of the things that I talked about the most was how I loved not having to care about like essentially the final five spots on the roster.
And now you have to care about it.
And now we have to care. And because the Mavericks are so close to the second apron, we both have to care and do math and do some strong accounting. So Bobby Marks noted something that's apparently interesting. Though I might need someone to explain why to me, and I know there's going to be people out there to listen to this podcast and say, isn't it your job to know? Yes, but I haven't made it a priority in the offseason. Here's the deal. Brandon Williams' salary projection goes from $200,000 to $850,000 if he's on the roster for the Mavericks' first game. I don't know why that matters. Because the Mavericks signed Williams to a particular kind of like deal to where he's going to be a free agent at the end of next season, regardless. They can offer him nothing more, nothing special. Like there's not like a bird rights or anything like that. So I'm not sure why the Mavericks would want to cut Williams.
That would be insane. I mean,
yeah. And because
unless. Yeah, that's his thing now, you know, but like, we'll see what happens, but that would
well, be great. And there's a salary and I should have just had this stuff pulled up. You get X number, like your veteran minimum for an NBA player increases up to 10 years, where it's like, at this point, the veteran minimum for a 10 year guy is like 3.1 million. I just know that number. I could be off in some of the details. Dennis Smith Jr. is like a 6 year NBA veteran. He would be more, I'm pretty sure he would be more expensive to sign even to a minimum deal to the Mavericks than keeping Brandon Williams for what they have now, because he becomes dead cap. again, now we're getting into stuff I'm not totally experts on. I could be very wrong about some of this stuff, and I'm looking forward to somebody correcting me. But this is, I just want to preclude or note again that, like, this is where it's just annoying. It's annoying to have to even, you know, not be able to say this flat out doesn't matter. Do you know what I mean?
No, I know what you mean. But, like, I mean, like, Brandon Williams was, like, actually good. Like,
quite good.
Like, we need to not act like he, like, didn't really do, like, no one needs to act like he didn't do anything just to prop up Dennis Smith. Like, I mean, if Dennis Smith is able to stay with the Mavericks and be on their G League team and he's okay with, like, that, there's a chance he could be on the big, like, I mean, what if Kyrie isn't ready to come back? What if Exum tweaks an ankle? What if D'Angelo Russell, you know, strains a hammy? Like, having the ability to bring him up faster maybe than if he was a free agent, and or maybe if he was with another team or he had a better offer.
Yeah,
that makes a lot of sense, and it's a good story to make some fans happy, pull out some of their jerseys that they had. So I mean from a PR standpoint, like, even if he never sees a minute on the floor with the Mavericks this season, like, this this is worth whatever financials it is, just from
I think that's a fun feel-good story.
Like,
I
liked him his rookie season. Like, he was fun to watch.
We know now in hindsight, by around game 40, Carlisle was done with him. I don't think that's particularly fair to Dennis. Dennis lost his senior year of high school due to an ACL tear, and then played college basketball at North Carolina
State.
Yeah. And at that point in time, I don't know how the program is now, but at that point in time, the program was not good. I've mentioned this before early and often, that I think a professional basketball player's key development years are essentially 16 to 22. And that's just right smack in the middle. I thought he improved a great deal his rookie year. I remember being pretty interested into what he could become, but then you kind of look back at his numbers and his usage rates were like Luka levels. And I just flat out didn't understand that, because the Mavericks didn't have the guys, the horses. Like, there were some, that team was real bad.
Those teams were not built to win.
I mean, if everyone remembers, there was a couple of games, like the Salah Mejri game, that basically, like, helped seal the Mavericks lottery odds and made them worse. There were some real, you know, they were the third worst team that fell to fifth, I think is what it ended up being. They were not really a watchable group, but Luka and Dennis showed some interesting chemistry, and I could be misremembering the specifics, but if I remember, Dennis got a little over his skis at a game in Charlotte that pissed Carlisle off to high heaven.
Well, he also had his family in.
Yes.
Let's not, you know, I know Dennis got some bad advice from some people in that second season, but also, like, for the love of God, Rick, like, can you let the kid have,
like, a moment? Like, the Mavericks weren't making the playoffs that year.
Yeah, in front of his family that doesn't get to watch him play every night. Can you let it go for one night?
I'm almost tempted. I'm going to see if I can find the Mavericks record. That might take me too long. But, like, the Mavericks record at the time of that trade, at the time of that game, was so, like, they weren't a good team. Like, they were fine and they were fun, but they weren't good. Where was this game here? This is the ESPN.
Probably in November or December, right? Because
no,
December
was when he got traded. Because remember, he started pulling some chicanery. January 2nd, I think, was one of them. It was at Charlotte, January 2nd, right after New Year. And, like, the Dennis Smith Jr. had 7 assists in this game. Gosh, was it? And then they play, yeah, because they traded him in January. So that was, and you remember he called in sick at one point, and some fans saw him out at, like, a Subway. Yeah. Like, it started to get really
bad advice. Someone in his group told him to stay home to force a trade after Rick basically nuked the relationship.
Yeah, and we just know stuff now that we didn't then, yeah, about how bad Rick was with this stuff. And so I'll put it like this. I was really happy to see him circle back and find this functional career. This might, like, we're staring at something to where he's probably got to figure out if there's an overseas path that he can take, because I mean, just don't think.
Is that what he did last year? Because he didn't play last year.
I haven't dug deep enough into it, but he was with Real Madrid for like five games, and that just didn't work. And like when it doesn't work and you're just not good, like these ACB league teams are the second best. Like they're professional basketball teams, like in a very different way than NBA teams are, in that they're way more structured, the systems and the coaching. It's way more hierarchical and top down and ran by organizations rather than players, which is what the NBA is. I don't know. It's one of those things that's been news broke like Thursday, and I'm going to be interested to see where it goes, because the guys that the Mavericks have on roster, I could really take or leave any of them. I mean, the funny part today was one Twitter account, one of these kind of more Mavs lead, I think it was like, well, could the Mavericks trade Jaden Hardy to the Rockets now that Fred VanVleet is hurt? And it's like, oh, that clear? And it's like, no, none of this stuff works. Like this, the guards that the Mavericks have, they're going to have to, you know, kind of play pickup sticks and figure out which ones they actually want on the roster. So, speaking of that, let's touch base on that real quick. Today, earlier, this afternoon, a news vote broke from Shams Charania and a lot of the Houston Rockets guys that veteran Fred VanVleet tore his ACL. And I love the way that stuff gets reported earlier, where it's like he might miss the entire year. And it's like,
what?
Like he is missing the entire year. I don't know. The wording from some people, it's just like editing is no longer a thing with newsbreakers and grammar. So it's just
it's because it's the agent controlled news information cycle, where the agent says, hey, please, you know, hey, you got to let him know that he's not, you know, my client is tough and he's not going to miss the season, you know. And it's like
he's not Superman. Sorry.
Yeah. They just regurgitate whatever the agent gives them and there's no questioning it, you know.
Well, and obviously Mavs podcast, but Western Conference foe, Southwest Division foe, the takes on this injury are kind of wide and ranging. Like the Rockets were widely regarded to be kind of a top four team in the West, particularly for regular season after they signed Kevin Durant. But to me, this move doesn't really like they have a lot of good players on the roster. Reed Sheppard was their draft pick the season before. He only played like 12 minutes a game. And he's small but quite good. I think Amen Thompson has the ability to be one of the best players in the NBA. So I don't really see the harm in letting him run point guard. He has played point most of his life. He's not a small forward by trade.
He's a terrific passer.
He's just a terrific all-around basketball player. So it's like more keys to him. Like, could you imagine playing a lineup with him as your point guard, Durant as your small forward, whoever as your shooting guard? Like, they just have some great options. In Houston, and you know, I don't think they're like a title threat, because I do think having that steady point guard matters. My opinion on that has been the same for the Mavericks all year, so I should definitely apply it to the Rockets. The Mavericks, the Rockets are just in one of these places where everything's good. They're going to be able to contend in the West just fine. They're just like, when I say they're not contenders, not finals contenders, they're going to be a top four team, top five team. It's just that the Udoka and the way they're played out, they're just going to continue to mow over teams.
Especially with now in the playoffs, they're going to have to answer some questions without a guard like VanVleet. But yeah, in the regular season, where you can just wallop teams with like defense, athleticism, and talent, not necessarily scheme, they should be okay.
Yep. Okay, so we're going to take a quick break here and insert some ads. Thank you so much for listening to them. It is the main way Josh and I get paid. I need someone to hit me over the head and get in the kind of tip jar set up, so we don't pay through YouTube, but I don't really expect that at this point in the year anyways. We'll be right back. Thanks so much for hanging out.
As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. you get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service. Real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas. Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
What does leadership really look like? On The Power of Advice, a new podcast series from Capital Group, you'll hear from athletes, entrepreneurs, and executives who've led on the field, in the boardroom, and in their communities. It's not about titles. It's about impact. Discover what drives them and the advice they carry forward. Subscribe and start listening today. Published by Capital Client Group, Inc.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
And we appreciate you waiting. Those of you who are listening on audio feeds, video people, one day I will learn how to insert ads, but today is not that day. And maybe never, just because I don't know if I have the time to actually learn how to do YouTube stuff correctly. We had a couple more things we want to talk about. So last week we spent a great deal of the podcast talking about Anthony Davis. I made a video for Offsides, that other company that I'm working for, about Anthony Davis. And wouldn't you know it, Mark Stein, and I just kind of beat the hell out of this. And, like, understand, Stein is, like, my friend. But it is his job to break news. And I think the specter of Anthony Davis not playing basketball was raised enough by Dallas-adjacent media to where somebody leaked somewhere to him, meaning Mark Stein, that Anthony Davis played his first five-on-five basketball since getting the surgery. Hooray!
Yeah,
it's good. It's good news. Like, it is good news.
I hate everything about this. Yeah. Like, not that Anthony Davis is returning. I just hate the way this news cycle is insane.
Like, it didn't need to be like this.
Like, training camp hasn't started. Do we really like, why did we have to deal with fans for a week being like, oh, he's not going to play. Like, what's going on? And everyone, and then just a big kerfuffle. He's not going to be ready to start the season. Oh, AD's hurt again. Street clothes, strikes again. And and it's not even like a week later. And he's 5-on-5, like, practicing, which is he's going to be ready for this. Like, you do not play 5-on-5 in a practice type setting, game speed action, unless you're going to be ready to start the season. Like, maybe he's not going balls to the wall on the first day of training camp, but guys, the first day of the season is not till the end of October, like October 20 something. Like, it's fine. And it was just annoying to see that story kind of get life when I looked at it and I was like, man, like there's still a lot of time before we have to hit the big red button of, oh no, 80s hurt. And I just
hate how stuff like this, and this is not a Mavericks problem. This is not This is a sports media problem where injuries are treated like the Watergate tapes and we have to hold everything close to the vest. Most, if you treat fans like adults, most will respond in kind. If you treat information conspiratorially, most will respond in kind. And the way they do this injury stuff, regardless of whether it's Anthony Davis, it just drives you mad. You know, one of the things that we don't really complain about too much because it's life is last year, Dante Exum broke his hand in training camp. He was supposed to be back in December. He was not. He didn't come back until like February. And then he got hurt immediately again. Like, injuries happen. We know it's part of the game. But this sort of element drives me a little bit nuts because I want to be looking forward to knowing that Anthony Davis has a timetable. He might hit the sort of deal where he comes back, or he if you present things in a window, you know, I think most fans will understand. Anthony Davis will probably, and the Mavericks too, but I bet the Mavericks are doing this on Anthony Davis's behalf without actually even asking him, is they're holding this stuff close to the vest because Anthony Davis has a reputation of being injured all the time. And this is important, guys. He has that reputation because he gets injured all the time. And sorry, it's just part of who he is. That's not a criticism. It's a data point. He has missed on average 20 games every year of his career. Of course, that's weighted in the directions where he's missed huge chunks, but that's the way math works. I don't control averages. I just present the information. That said, we're delighted he is playing. And, you know,
he'll be fine. It was just much ado about nothing. And I kind of felt that way when it first got sent out there. And it's like annoying that we had to address it. But
well,
who knows? Well, yeah, I'm sure this will happen again because he will probably give us an opportunity to talk about him being hurt.
Yeah.
Which is the shame part of it. But like, yeah, it's just. You're right, though. Like, would it have killed the Mavs to send a press release that said Anthony Davis underwent eye surgery? Here is the estimated timetable. We will give you an update at, you know, when we feel it is appropriate, and then we move on with our lives. Like, did it have to go through the Shams funnel and secrecy and cloak and daggerness? Like, I don't know.
It's just No, it didn't. But that's life. That actually allows us to kind of hard pivot into the last thing. So believe it or not, guys, 2 weeks from tonight, the Dallas Mavericks play basketball. They play actual basketball. In the first game of the year will be a preseason matchup, obviously preseason, October 6th, against Oklahoma City in Fort Worth in the Dickies Arena, which I think this is the first time the Mavericks have played in that thing. Does that sound right to you?
Did they do it last year?
I don't think they've ever done it before. Kevin Gray's down there in the comments. I bet he'll tell us whether we're right. He knows this stuff better than we do.
Well, either way, that's cool.
Building, so, you know, our colleague Doyle and a lot of Dallas adjacent people jokingly harass Fort Worth and don't acknowledge its existence. And for people who are outside the area, Fort Worth is close but far. People who live in Fort Worth, if you come to a Mavericks game, you must be committed to come to that Mavericks game because it is not a short drive. So being able to play a game over there, I think that's a little bit fun. Playing a game there against the Oklahoma City Thunder will be equally as fun.
It's probably a nicer arena at this point than the Allen Center.
That's a take.
Just because it's new. I mean, it's only been open for a handful of years.
I will tell you though, they redid parts of the American Airlines Center. Remember?
Oh, yeah, I forgot
they fixed the roof. They did a pretty good job. I gotta give credit there. So the Mavericks play four preseason games. Preseason is one of these things that I feel like the teams are contractually obligated to try to do, but they're just
super duper
meaningless. Like at most, you'll see, unless there are these overseas preseason games, which the Mavericks have had to do the last couple 2 years ago.
Yeah, that's actually a nice benefit. They don't have to do that. But no overseas games this year.
No overseas games. They play three home games, though one of these games is not a home game.
Yeah, it's Fort Worth.
Well, so actually, that's right. They only play one actual home game then.
No, they play three. They play three home games. Yes, they play one actual.
The last one is in Las Vegas. The Mavericks home game of Las Vegas against the Los Angeles Lakers.
That's like, so funny.
I got really mad about that one in the summer because it was fun to get mad at something. But ultimately, like these four preseason games, you're trying to get through it where you can run some sets against not your defense and then see how guys look together and give nothing away and hope no one gets hurt. Like that is the only point.
And decide the 15th spot on the roster or who's going to be your two ways.
Yes.
That kind of stuff, you know.
Right. Like Frank Ntilikina worked his way onto the Mavs a couple of years ago doing just this. Yeah. Well, that's fun. Kevin Gray says the Mavericks were actually the first team to play in the Intuit Dome last year. They did it in the preseason. So yeah, that's some good stuff. So we're 25 minutes in. I don't really have anything else. Saber in the chat has a question that I think is at least we've quasi addressed it, but it's worth bringing up again just because I want to actually interact with the folks that are kind enough to show up for our show here. He says, "Will Klay Thompson be in the starting five?" And I think if there is one question, it is who is the odd man out of the starters. And I think Klay will play, and I think PJ will be on the bench. That's sort of what.
Making you think that? Because I think the common thought is Klay will come off the bench.
I think Klay is capable of the most drama of any of these people left. He is essentially playing on the last year of a deal. He has a
is team, it a team option or
it's a partial option? it's like a partial guarantee for next year. It is okay. Not a full and granted, for a shooter of his caliber, I think the price point is fine. Whatever he's making, I think it's in the neighborhood of 15 million, but yeah. it's like the Mavericks, I wouldn't be shocked given their kind of salary challenges. They're gonna have to figure something like that out. So I just think like the option is you want him happy. PJ got paid, you made that point. So he's not really concerned about that element. He's going to play plenty. The injuries on these guys, that's just sort of where I've settled. I also think, and this is important, Saber, Jason Kidd loves to try shit way too often. Now, the Mavericks have a soft schedule to open the year, at least on paper. So I think that they can afford to get away with it.
Do you think, okay, so if Klay is starting, how confident are you that Cooper will start over PJ? Will Kidd do the veteran thing and want veterans in his starting five? Or do you think that's a good silly
question
thing?
So they play their first game at home. I bet he gives Cooper the start.
Who's going to start opening night?
Cooper.
Okay.
Yeah. That's what I would bet.
I think you're right, but I don't know.
Something stuck with me though. Tim Hardaway a long time ago on a JJ Redick podcast said the pop you get as the sixth man can actually be kind of special, particularly if people are excited for you. Because you're one of one, like you're the one going to the bench. So I could see Kidd doing either thing. I mean, I have just such disdain for the Spurs, and I think that the Wemby love is disgusting. Not because he's bad, just because it's like he's been primary. Like the Spurs have not been good.
They haven't done anything.
So you know, it's like,
and they're the Spurs. We're allowed to hate the Spurs. It's a Mavericks.
Luka's second year, he ended a playoff game with, I think, like 42 or what was it? 43, 17, and 16.
Yeah. Hit a game winner.
Right. That's right. Yeah. Okay. So Josh and I are probably done. I would love to get together with people and actually have one of my live shows where I can have people come up and talk. But we're still, like, I think we're just not at that point, and I'm not good enough at this right now. There's not enough to talk about for me to like talk for 10 minutes while people decide to come up on stage. I think I'm just going to kind of hang tight. Josh and I have like a minimum we have to hit for our own contract. But that, you know, there's just nothing to talk about. And the more we talk, the more likely I am to say something stupid. I don't feel like getting yelled at right now.
We're going to get yelled at, so we got to pick our battles, right? Like, why waste that getting yelled at ammo in September when we could do it in December after the Mavericks lose three in a row?
That's right. And I think that, you know, some of the fans who are like, you know, you need to get over the Luka stuff, blah, blah, that are very mean about that sort of thing, I will simply say that they have a point in that it rehashing some of the same issues over and over again
doesn't really do anything. It just,
no, I want to talk about something different.
Right. And so we have a talk. Cowboy says, talk about how terrible Peacemaker is right now. Wow. I'm a few seasons behind.
One season behind. Oh, okay.
Just episodes, just, you know, travel and stuff and a little behind here. I'm all sorts of my TV watch. It's probably what I'm going to go do right now. Get off.
I was going to say, yeah, whenever you travel, that throws you off.
It's horrible. And I'm like, I'm out here like visiting and talking to other humans instead of watching television. What is this?
Yeah.
Okay, Kirk Henderson, Josh Bowe, we're ramping up stuff at Mavs Moneyball here and there. Our big gambling guys have been kind of doing other team previews just as a means to warm up their writing chops. I will say, this does apply to Cowboy, because I know he's applied before. If you are interested in writing for MavsMoneyball.com and have something that you would like to contribute regularly, do reach out. You know, we do game coverage. I'm looking for folks that are know how to write pretty comfortably to where we don't need a heavy edit. But if you're at all interested, reach out to me. I'm not promising anything to anybody because it's hard to hire new people, but I'm interested in just a couple of folks joining just because it's a long season and Josh and I get tired.
That's absolutely true.
Right stuff. So, all right, everybody be good. We will talk with you soon. Thanks so much for hanging out and go Mavs.
Are you really buying a car online on AutoTrader right now?
Really? I can get super specific with dealer listings and see cars based on my budget.
Mom! You can really have it delivered.
Or pick it up.
Mommy, look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Really?
AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really?
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.